after four, but that's cool.
Yeah, exactly. and that's what this is all about. There's another, doggone it, there's another freaking module they forgot on here. I'll tell you. They VidBlaster also changed its modules around too, but they actually came up with a home version of VidBlaster, which I think I will partake of it. I didn't check the price. Hopefully it's cheaper. Okay. Yeah. It begins in... I gotta eat this damn mic. I'm gonna turn myself up so I don't have to eat the mic so much. In 3, 2, 1. This is Oh Snap for April 19th, 2012 with Alan Wade and Keith Davis. And,
howdy, howdy.
And I'm not doing... Well, you know what? Yeah, we are doing an intro. Screw it, y'all. I'm feeling a little rush coming on.
All right, here we go, people. Let's get this party started. And a one, and a two, and a one, two, three. Oh, one, two, three. Oh, yeah. Modern day warrior named Tom Sawyer. He floated down a river on a raft with a black guy. Lyrics, fat ass. Tom Sawyer built a raft and floated down a river with a black guy. I read the book. That's not Tom Sawyer, that's Huckleberry Finn, stupid. I am Geddy Lee, and I will sing whatever lyrics I want. Just start the song again, and this time do it right. Fat. And a one, and a two, and a one, two, three, a one, two, three.
A modern day warrior. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean crime. His mind is not for rent. Don't put him down as arrogant. He's of a quiet defiance, writing out the days of
So you feel energized a little bit? No.
Yeah, looks a little more official now.
Yeah. Wow, what a freaking week! And we're
what a start!
What a start to the show. I don't know if you've read my homepage or if you looked at brosus.com and read the blog story that I posted earlier today.
Not in the last day or two. So okay. No, I probably missed the story.
Okay, so I'll fill you in, and then you're gonna be like, right. What? I finished reading a book on Audible. So actually, I didn't read it, but Will Wheaton read it to me, which still I read
it's
it.
The same thing.
Same thing. I read it, and the book was Ready Player One, and I reviewed it on the website. And all I can say is, Rush rocks. It is about a video game. It's about our near future, 2044. And the world is now in the world. There's two worlds. There's the world you live in, the real life, and then there's the Oasis. And it is a
2044. You said
2044. So it's not that far away.
Yeah, not that far down the road.
And in the Oasis, if you're rich in the Oasis, you can be rich in real life because your credits transfer over now. You can go to school in the Oasis. You don't have to go to school at work. You can order a pizza on the internet and while you're playing an MMO. I mean, you can do it in WoW, order a pizza, and it'll have it come to you. Well, same there. All those type of things. And it's about the game developer dying and leaving one last quest for somebody to get his riches.
Yeah.
And the story of the person that actually won it. And it is a wild roller coaster, and Will Wheaton does one of the best readings of a book. I wish he would read more books because he's got the voice mm-hmm. for it. He reads wonderfully. I mean, I from chapter 0 to chapter 40, I love the book. I don't think it has 40 chapters, but you know what I'm saying.
There's certain people, their voice, they can pull off anything. You take somebody like a James Earl Jones or Morgan Freeman, I will listen to anything they read because they just their delivery is so precise.
Oh yeah, and it's like it's not just only the reading of it. It's like the emotion, the pauses, the times where there isn't anything read.
The authority even.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I'm actually looking to see if there's a sample of it on Audible.
That sounds a lot like a book a friend of mine was telling me about called Snow Crash, which I never read or listened to, but it's similar to what you just described.
Oh, and actually, here's a quick sample. I'll let you hear a sample.
Nice.
Played all of my favorite news and entertainment vid feeds. Among these was my own channel, Parzival TV. Broadcasting obscure, eclectic crap, 24/7, 365. Earlier that year, GSS had added a new feature to every Oasis user's account, the POV, Personal Oasis VidFeed channel. It allowed anyone who paid a monthly fee to run their own streaming television network. Anyone logged into the simulation could tune in and watch your POV channel from anywhere in the world. What you aired on your channel and who you allowed to view it were entirely up to you. Most users chose to run a voyeur channel, which was like being the star of your own 24-hour reality show. Hovering virtual cameras would follow your avatar around the Oasis as you went about your day-to-day activities.
So anyway, as you can see, they're talking about basically what we're doing right now!
That is the same guy who read the book Stranger in a Strange Land.
Ah, yes.
I recognize that voice.
Yeah, you can look up books in Audible and find out all the books. He's done The Android's Dream, Fuzzy mm-hmm. Nation, Bone Shaker, Agents to Stars, The Greatest Science Fiction Stories, and Ready Player One, of course. War of the Worlds he did, which was sort of like a in the War of the Worlds dramatization. It had Gates McFadden, Leonard Nimoy, and Will Wheaton. So it's
woo. Makes you wonder how much he makes per book off of something like that. You know,
I'm about to Adventures of Tom Sawyer.
Wow, classics.
You know, it's just making me just dag burn it. I think I just got a hard on.
You're going to lock your stuff in her room for a month listening to books now.
Yeah. Every Thursday I'll come out, look, I just read this book. It's awesome. It's called Wait a Second, It'll Come to Me.
You know, I'm one of those guys that finds movies a little bit later. So by the time I find out how cool they are, everybody else is like, oh, yeah, I've seen that one. But I watched a movie the other day called In Time. Justin Timberlake was in it, but basically society's based. You've seen it, right?
No, I haven't seen it. It is on my to-watch list.
Yeah, well, basically everything exists on time rather than money. So instead of earning $1 million, you would earn like 100 years of life. It's very interesting.
I'm that is definitely on my to-watch list. And speaking of movies, we need to discuss, and we're going to do it on camera, on live, and it's recorded. So if we say something stupid, we have to honor it.
Okay.
I'm thinking about adding a Netflix review where we both watch a movie. I may have to sit down afterwards and get some bites from the movie. But we sit down and we talk about a movie and we discuss the good, the bad. There's another show that does this called Film Sack, and they basically are trashing movies. But I'm thinking not only, you know, if it's a bad movie, it's a bad movie. But if it's a good movie, we hype it up and we try to get people to watch it. You know,
and hopefully they'll be good movies mostly.
Hopefully they will be, but you know, there's good bad movies. I mean, if you think about it, Star Wars.
That's true.
Is a bad movie at its essence. It's a good bad movie because it draws you away from the bad parts of it and you really sink into the underlying goodness. That's the goodness in the karma center of it. So,
well, you know what amazes me about movies is you can take one person's version of, say, a vampire. Like let's say Twilight, for example. You've seen the vampires in Twilight. Have you seen the vampires in 30 Days of Night? I mean, they're
totally different
you know?
Totally different.
So yeah, that sounds like a good feature.
Yeah, and you know, and we will discuss offline how to implement it better. But we definitely need to add the Netflix review in the midst of. Well, I'll have to come up with a sound or something, like, I don't know. Netflix review, you know, and then we'll go into it.
Hope you're recording that. That sounded perfect.
Oh, that sounded perfect. I did record that actually. So hopefully,
there we go. Soundbite done.
Yeah, soundbite done. Now all I have to do is get it off the MP3 and do everything else. And then you know we'll do our news segments and we'll do our. I'm thinking about going into more the Ready Player One because it's more based in comic book and sci-fi. Has really got me thinking that maybe we should pivot just a tad bit and start doing more sci-fi
Maybe we can get our listeners involved. Maybe they can suggest a movie for us to review.
Oh yeah, that would be wonderful. If you email a movie at osnapshow@gmail.com, we will definitely. That'll be first on the list. You know, we'll have our stuff that we want to do, but what you want, we will do first on the list. And that way, you know, we're in there like McFlinnan or whatever it is this year. I have no idea what it is.
Me neither. I heard my grandma say that today. As some of you don't know, I've been working with my grandma this week, putting a ceiling in her carport. And today she goes, "We're in like Flynn," and I'm thinking, do I correct her? Nah, better go with it.
In like Flynn. You mean Flint? No!
Exactly.
No, not that guy. Oh, well, never mind. Okay, more funny clips. I have to, you know, there's some things that I have to bring up. We had a recent entertainment-related death, and I do have to say...
Yes, we did.
Rest in peace, Dick Clark. If it was not for you, we would not be where we are today. And if you seriously have to think about that, it's what he did just kind of like broadened everybody's expectation of what you see in TV.
He was a pioneer.
Yeah. I mean, if it wasn't for American Bandstand, we wouldn't have people wanting to see what, you know, because at first people were like, I don't know what these people look like until they saw them mm-hmm. live. And then they were either disappointed or greatly pleased. Then you see them on TV yeah. through American Bandstand, and you go, okay, cool. I see what they're all about. I see what your live show is about. I want to go see your live show. And as the years progress, then it starts, well, if I'm going to go to American Bandstand, I want to be different than this person and that person. So then you start getting the creators that create a persona, and now we have what is now on the internet, which is YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, which are these millions of personas trying to grab a little piece of your internet time.
Exactly.
And we do that so well.
People like him are why we have shows like American Idol that do so well today.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think my kids just bit their mother.
Uh-oh. That's never a good sign.
That's never a good sign. And
well, you know...
Yeah.
You're talking about people dying. Did you see or hear about the Tupac hologram?
Oh yes, I did. And matter of fact, if you want, we can listen to it right now.
That sounds cool to me.
Maybe. Damn TMZ. I'm like my wife saw it. It was like, okay, so who's that? I was like, that's Tupac. She's like, okay. It was like, that's a hologram. She's like, that's a hologram.
And, you know, Snoop's stepping next to him, it really looks real.
Yeah. Crazy. Oh, I love this version because there's a lot of beeping in this one. And they did some of the best songs.
They did. They should call this the beat song.
Yeah. Tupac gets bleak even as a hologram. What? What'd you say? Did you say beat?
Hell Mary? Come on.
Nah, 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 nah. See, how you gonna bleep, not beat bitches?
Alright.
I will give him some serious props, because that really was just amazing. And I think
it was outstanding.
The only way you realized it was a hologram was the hologram, like when he stood still. And
he looked like he was Michael Jackson in across the room.
Yeah, exactly. And that was the only part that made me go, oh my God, okay, that's not real. Other than that, I really am flabbergasted. And I'm thinking to myself, and I know there's an actual Japanese artist who you don't know her face, who is 100% hologram, that is touring Japan right now. And now we have Tupac coming back.
I did see that. I forgot about that.
And Tupac is now back in hologram form only. And there's a new story out saying that they're in talks to go on tour with the hologram Tupac. I think that this is going to become a phase. I've seen anime and some cards and some news, I've read some stories about this, and I'm thinking that
How far down the road is Elvis?
Right, yeah, exactly. Elvis is going to get back on stage. We're going to have Johnny Cash coming back, definitely. Right. Waylon Jennings. I'm calling all the dead artists out. Come on back in hologram form. I'd like to see Johnny Cash live with oh gosh, I had a brain fart. Pot smoker, ponytails.
Willie Nelson?
There you go, Willie Nelson. Thank you. Even my wife was like, Willie Nelson, you dumbass. So that would be awesome right there.
Check this out, though. They've already got Tupac. Can you imagine Tupac, Eazy-E, Biggie Smalls?
Oh,
who wouldn't go see that?
NWA reunion is back, yo. I'm telling you, man. Kidding. And Eazy-E would be happy, and he wouldn't be giving people AIDS. And oh, did exactly. I go there? Oh, too soon? Was it too soon?
It's never too soon.
Oh, gosh. Man.
I had no idea technology was even close to that level, to tell you the honest truth.
Well,
you
know,
it makes you.
Yeah, when I saw the cartoon animated girl, and even I think the Gorillas have done some exploring into this area. I started thinking to myself, I guess the next step is a real live hologram. And I said that sort of joking in my head, and then literally it was probably a year later and this happens. And I'm just thinking to myself, man, it's...
Well, but the girl, you got nothing to compare her to, though.
Right.
Because she doesn't exist. But with Tupac, you're like, wow, that looks like Tupac.
Yeah, that really looked... I mean, there was probably when I saw it, and this is just... I've taken art classes. I was going to do 3D animation at one time. So I do have some artistic background, and I looked at it, and at first I was like, "Oh my God, it's real!" And then my mind went, "Lighting, where's the lighting hitting?" And
yes.
that was the only thing that made me go, "Okay, this isn't real. The lighting isn't 100% right." But damn, they got close, and I'm still in the background. This is me the whole time, just clapping, just happy that it's happening. So.
Were they doing that from the top, you think, coming down? That's
no.
What it looked like. But no.
There's the technology is deep. And I will say this, it's almost like they're using, because lasers have gotten down in price. So there's a laser projector somewhere. I don't know 100% where. And multiply it by maybe 6 or 7 areas doing the same image.
Oh, I see.
Causing it to be in a space. So when Snoop Dogg's on that stage, he's actually probably seeing in the right perspective Tupac at his side.
Now I wonder too, did they take previous footage of Tupac to make that, or did they completely generate that stuff?
From what I'm hearing is that is an old Coachella, but an old
just like one of his past performances.
Because I believe what I'm pausing on is the year time, but I want to say Coachella started 3 years after his death.
Okay.
So that part was, you know, faked. Him coming in and say, "What's up, Coachella?" That was
right.
Something completely different, but. And you know, sometimes they lip sync shit. Damn,
right.
This shock talk is hitting. And I saw you had Venom. Was that what you were drinking?
Yeah. That was it. That's what's Venom tonight.
Yeah, you gonna be.
I guess. Yeah, I should be wired pretty soon. But you know, I guess if you got enough sound bites of somebody, you can make them say anything.
Oh yeah. Eventually, they're gonna have me. You know, I'm hoping that we get enough fans that somebody starts making sound bites of the show, mixing them together of all the stupid stuff we say, and playing it back for us, so I can have a segment where we play it back and people just go, "Dude, you're stupid."
Right.
Yeah, I'm actually thinking about starting to promote the show. I'm actually thinking about paying $10 and promoting our show on Frog Pants, on the Scott Johnson Frog Pants Network, and start doing sponsorship and putting, you know, "Oh snap, show," and seeing if we can get some of the Frog Pants people over here.
See what happens. Sounds
see
good.
See what happens. Because I mean, you know, they are 100% our audience, and I just want to let them know it's out there. Okay, so we covered Tupac. We covered Ready Player One. It is. When did we start this show?
I think we started right just a little before 15 after.
15 after. You know, we're still going to end it at 8 because we are light. Because I had PC problems this week, freaking
PC problems.
I'm a computer tech, and I'm probably the only person I know that really crashed Windows 7. Like,
I didn't know it could be done.
Yeah, exactly. It's like I tell my, you know, anybody that ever buys or gets Windows 7 from me, or I have to suggest Windows 7 to, I'm always like, dude, you can't break it. You can try and try, and then what do? Break it. So it can be done, but it's really hard to do. Trust me.
What kind of craziness were you trying at the time?
Well, it did a, and it's, this is very likely what happened. It did a Windows 7 update, which probably wasn't the problem. But at the same time that it restarted, I said, you know what? Let me take out the extra video card I have because I'm not using it. I did that. It started to boot. I mean, it went all the way up to the point where Windows comes on my screen and says, enter your password. But instead of doing that, it just had a black screen and a mouse that worked.
What a tease.
And I was just like, you son of a bitch. No. And I was like, well, maybe it just needs time to finish doing the update. So I went to work, came back home. It's still up there. Pointing at me like, I told you, fool, don't take out the video. So I'm thinking, okay, I can fix it, put the video card back in.
Right.
No. It was gone. So I had
You'd already heard its feelings.
Yeah, I heard its feelings and didn't give it a kiss or anything. And So I basically wiped my hard drive, and in doing so lost some video, so I have to find a way to recreate that partition. So we don't have a video for the intro anymore.
Oh, no. Well, you know, I started having problems like that a long time ago before I switched to Windows 7. So I throw everything on an external drive now. That way, the computer goes down, no big deal.
Right, exactly. And I'm thinking about going to the cloud. So
yeah, that's a good idea from what I've heard.
And actually, I need to – let me see if I can – oh, I can't. I can't do what I was going – I was going to try and see if I couldn't if I couldn't take a screenshot of us and make it the show shot. I could do it with the other program, some bitch, but I can't do it with VidBlast.
Seems like every week we're relearning something. But,
oh yeah,
hey,
but
that's cool.
as soon
we'll get it hired now.
Right, as soon as I figure out which one I want to use permanently, I mean, and right now VidBlaster with it. Doing the show through VidBlaster, I haven't. Usually, I get like a processor warning. You know, it's getting close. Mm-hmm. I haven't had one of those yet. So,
hey, we're good to go at the moment, then.
Yeah, I'm really, really excited about that. I don't know how to explain it, but that is definitely something I'm happy about.
Do we want to do a kind of a midway break before we get into our news stories, or do we want to jump right into them?
You know what? I'm not 100% sure what I want to do. You know why? Because I've had 3 shock tops, and I had to. You know what? Since it's a short show, let's not, and let's just do. Oh, snap. Topic number one. What topic did you want to bring up?
Apparently, there's this burglar decided to break into somebody's house.
Yeah.
Take a shower, have some champagne, some food. And I guess he gets busted in the process. I don't know all the details, but I'm betting you do.
Apparently in San Bernardino County, which, ironically, I used to live in San Bernardino.
Oh, good.
Sergeant Wilson says 25-year-old Michael Covert was arrested at gunpoint by deputies while he lathered up in the shower.
Hold on, let me
finish. Hold on. I didn't get my armpits. My left testicle is a little dry. Let me lather that up.
Can I rinse off first, officer?
KCDZ Radio says that after helping himself to a bottle of champagne, a meal, Calvert decided to take a shower in the Joshua Tree home in the Mojave Desert community is 130 miles east of downtown Los Angeles. Homeowners called 911 after returning home at 8:10 p.m. hearing someone in the shower. Dude took a long ass shower. Say he goes in at 7 o'clock. He's like, dude, they've got champagne, caviar, a couple of sandwiches. Man, I'm in this bitch. And then he's like, dude, I haven't showered in a couple of days.
You know, I break into a house. I have a meal, some champagne. You know, I don't see how taking a shower would fit into that plan exactly.
like, dude, I'm a little funky. when I go back to Hobo Town to get to sell some crack, when I pawn all this stuff that I stole to sell some crack, I want to smell zestfully clean.
Exactly. That's crazy.
So here I go. Oh gosh, that is definitely an oh snap moment there.
Can you imagine being in this dude's hometown? And I guess did they release his name or no?
Oh yeah, they did, and I dropped the story. Hold on, let me go to the outline. His name was Michael Colbert. So if he 25 years old,
what a guy,
Mikey. This is for you. Stop taking showers in other people's houses.
Hide your champagne, hide your shower.
Exactly. They robbing everybody in here. Okay. Now I feel like I need to put my hair up. you know what? That's a clip to play. You know what? That's a clip worthy of playing. So I'm going to find that clip. Oh, gosh. Auto-tune. Auto-tune the news, and I can't even believe I'm doing this. you know what? Maybe we should find out what new auto-tune the news they have.
Hi, I'm Taxi Dave. I want to invite you to come visit Sacramento, California, because we've been added new bars, nightclubs, hotels, restaurants, and there's a lot of tourism with the state capitol, museums, art, history, and transportation. Yeah, you know who I am. I'm Taxi Dave, with my black and yellow bike and yellow cap. You know who I am, and everything I do is big with my black and yellow cap. Now my cap looks unapproachable.
This is almost better.
It's clean and it's super clean, and you want to ride with me because I'm the big cat.
Hold up, who's the big cat?
I'm the big cat. Yeah. I'll be behind the wheel of my yellow cab, singing it and tapping it, and that tap. Got a call from a customer. It's just in. They need a pickup at the Holiday Inn. You know who I am. I'm Taxi Dave with my black and yellow cab. You know who I am, and everything I do is big in my black and yellow cab.
Yo-ho, let's slow down with the ladies. Who's about to cut it through a magical lane? I'm Peter Pan from the club of the art museum. And who's about to give you the wisdom you need? Your own Socrates on the ride to the high reason team. Keep up on speed dial when you're 10 drinks in. You can travel in styles, get up with a drone friend. He'll suggest cuisine for your supper and discuss the renaissance like a boss. Excuse my language.
I got in with the shot at about to take
a bite of pie place.
They recommend it, we see the local theater's new space. Girl, I promise I'ma let you finish another night. My Hamlet had the greatest climax of all time.
Oh, you know who I am. I'm Taxi Dave, Taxi Dave. With my black and yellow, black and yellow cat.
Oh, God.
You know who I am, and everything I do is big in my black and yellow cab.
Oh, God.
You know who I am, I'm Taxi Dave, in my black and yellow cab. You know who I am, and everything I do is big in my black and yellow cab.
Subscribe to Taxi Dave. We got nominated for a comedy award for the song Winning. You can vote by clicking here, then clicking our video, and then clicking vote. That's only three.
Oh, gosh. Dear God. I have to give it to him. You guys made me cry laughing, and I haven't done that in years. My wife will tell you. Goodness gracious. Oh, man.
Reminds me of that Spose guy. I'm awesome. No, you're not, dude. Don't lie. It's right on the same level of that.
Oh,
I
yeah.
See the video later.
Oh, gosh. You definitely, when you get a chance, see that video, because, damn, that is... That was really unexpected. Oh. Okay, so we were doing a show, and...
Well,
you know what? Straight up though, let me give a shout out to Shomo. I've subscribed. Peace out. If you ever decide to come to my show, holler at your boy. You can auto tune me, fool. Yeah. Okay. So. oh gosh, I'm really flabbergasted. We might need a musical break.
Well, you know, I was just going to tell you real quick. We were talking about comedians and stuff recently. Joey Coco Diaz.
Oh.
He has a new CD out on iTunes. Just dropped yesterday. It's called "It's Either You or the Priest," I believe is the name of it.
Oh, sweet.
Anyway, worth checking out.
Definitely. Hung out with him a couple times. He is awesome, Billy Ocean.
Oh, he's an awesome guy. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna play this so that I can get my Game of Thrones nerd out real quick. And recover a little bit. Oh gosh, my wife is like, "What the hell?" I'm gonna have to show her afterwards, and she's gonna piss her pants. She's gonna start her period on this shit. I'm telling you, that's right. I said it, fools. What? Oh, never mind. She's like, "No, not good."
She giving you the look again?
Yeah, she gave me the look. Damn it. Okay. Well, maybe I have to damn it. I'm going to have to refresh the page. It said replay. But anyway, Saturday Night Live has explained the nudity in Game of Thrones. So just take a listen.
And now, an HBO first look at the hit series Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones is an epic story of good versus evil.
You never know who to root for. The characters are all so complex.
The success of the show is linked to its two creative consultants, author George R.R. Martin.
I'm on set to ensure that the show honors the spirit of my books.
And Adam Friedberg, a 13-year-old boy.
I make sure there are lots of boobs in the show.
Adam is a genius. He can take one look at a scene and know exactly what's missing.
I remember there was this one scene where a dude was talking to himself, and I was like, why don't we add two naked ladies just going to town on each other? Let's just say the scene started working.
Adam is a visionary.
No, I can't see any butts in this!
He knows that even when I didn't write sex into a scene, I was definitely thinking about it.
Adam's so involved with the show, I've even seen him take his work home with him.
As he steals some pants.
I've never seen anyone so driven. He spends all his time on set.
And cut.
Bathroom break! Guys, I'm gonna hit the head.
He does take a lot of bathroom breaks.
Adam says, this is my good side.
Last week was one of my most inspired scenes. I was like, in that corner, can we get some people doing it doggy style? And then a dude peeping at that being all, looks good to me. And then we pan down and see he's got a naked lady working on his wing. And then another dude peeping on that and he's like, tell me more. And all of that aired on television right after Rango. It's HBO!
Coming up, Adam gives us a glimpse of next week's episode.
Okay, I think I've gained my composure. Listening to that, hearing about titties. Oh yeah. I think if there's any theme that we will definitely have constant in all of our shows, it will be the titties.
You know, it reminds me of the Rodney Carrington song about titties and beer. Mm. Too bad we can't get the rights to play that one on here. But
you know what? I may shock you. I've actually been on stage with that man. And,
oh, no kidding.
Yeah. And let me see if I can look up titties and beer. no, you know what? Time will not allow.
So we are kind of late, aren't we?
Yeah. You know what? Weightlifter shot says dumbbell dropped on bullet.
I was looking forward to this one. Okay. You know, I think it's plausible. I don't know. What's it say about it?
Well, here is the story. A California weightlifter says he accidentally shot himself by dropping a dumbbell on a bullet. The man was wounded in the shoulder. He told Modesto police officers he was lifting dumbbells in his home Wednesday night when he dropped one on a 2.22 caliber bullet. The man name has not been released because it was probably Hulk Hogan. Modesto police investigators say that the man's story is suspicious but not impossible. That's right. If you have a big enough dumbbell and you drop it on a bullet, innuendo, please. You can definitely. I'm sorry.
What's this dude doing with 22 bullets anywhere near laying his weightlifting equipment?
Yeah, exactly.
In the first place.
Yo, dude, check out my 22. Hold up, I'm finna lift this poundage. Let me pump this iron real quick. Dude, come on, check out my 20. Pop. Oh shit.
While it's plausible, I don't think that's probably what happened.
No. Here's what happened. As he was lifting his dumbbell, aka Citizen Snips, a friend of his from down the street, his dumbbell happened to be his aka penis. He was driving to the hole. His friend said no anus movement. He went for the anus, thus causing shotguns to go off.
Now that sounds much more plausible.
Yeah, that sounds a tad bit more plausible. I don't know where that voice came from. I'm going to start doing voices because dag burn it, got to drive people to the show. Although I will say that the last Thursday we had 43 people, uniques. The Thursday before that, 73, which I'm trying to get back to that. People.
Sounds like our show is improving.
It's doing good. It's just, you know, we're not gonna hear the numbers, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But I have to say this. I do know a whole bunch of friends of mine from high school that'll be shocked to see me doing this. Some friends from locally, some people that I work with. You ladies at work suck. You know why? You don't talk to me. I'm a man, and you guys are women.
Well, it's because you told them all you're looking at their boobies and
passing
gas.
Oh, I did.
Gas.
I did do that, didn't I? Hey, girls, I'm not looking at all your boobies. Just half of them. Just half of them. And I don't have that bad of gas. It just smells like petrol. So anyway, on to the next show. Oh, goodness gracious. You know what? This show has been crazy. Me and Keith got to talk about some stuff. The recording is going to stop, but we're going to keep going on and on till the break of dawn. You guys have been great. I wish I had something to go outro it. You know what? I do. Hold up. Wait a minute. You know, I started off with an 80s song because I was listening to Ready Player One. I'm going to start off with a 90s song. Not really because of Ready Player One, but just because I like it.
Good enough.
And when you hear it, you can headbang and everything else with it.
I can ride my bike with no handlebars. No handlebars.
Have you heard this one?
No handlebars.
Have you heard the Flowbot?
I can ride my bike with
no handlebars. No handlebars.
Pretty jamming.
No handlebars. Look at me, hands in the air like it's good to be alive. And I'm a famous rapper, even when the past won't crooked. I can show you how to do si do. I can show you how to scratch a record. I can take a part of remote control, and I can almost put it back together. I can tie down in a cherry stem. I can tell you about Lee Berrickson. I know all the words to take a lotus, and I'm proud to be an American. Me and my friends all platypus. Me and my friend made a comic book.
Wait a second, I've got enough time. I'm going to do a different version of it, but with a better bass line. If I can find it again. Oh, here it is. Okay. Oh, got it. Because the live one just didn't have enough bass to it.
Maybe. It sounds a lot better.
Yeah. I'm learning how to play this song.
Actually. I can ride my bike with no handlebars.
Keyboard as
no
well as drum.
No handlebars. No handlebars. I can ride my bike with no handlebars. No handlebars. No handlebars. Look at me, hands in the air like it's good to be alive. And I'm a famous rapper even when the paths are all crookedy. I can show you how to do-si-do. I can show you how to scratch a record. I can take apart the remote control, and I can almost put it back together. I can tie a knot in a cherry stem. I can tell you about Lee Ferrickson. I know first two day colores, and I'm proud to be an American. Me and my friend saw a platypus. Me and my friend made a comic book, and guess how long it took. I can do anything that I want, cause look, I can keep rhythm with no metronome. No metronome, no metronome. And I can see your face on the telephone. on the telephone, on the telephone. Look at me, just called to say that it's good to be alive in such a small world. I'm all curled up with a book to read. I can make money, open up a thrift store. I can make a living off a magazine. I can design an engine 64 miles to a gallon of gasoline. I can make new antibiotics. I can make computers survive aquatic conditions. I know how to run a business, and I can make you want to buy a product. Movers, shakers, and producers. Me and my friends understand the future. I see the strings that control the system. I can do anything with no assistance, cause I can lead a nation with a microphone. With a microphone, with a microphone. And I can split the atoms of a molecule, of a molecule, of a molecule.
It's got that, like, funky jazz thing going.
Sound like you went to a Mexican restaurant right there.
As long as I don't hear it. I'm fine.
Look at me, look at me, driving and I won't stop. And it feels so good to be alive and on top. My reach is global, my tower secure.
I got the lyrics. Oh,
is noble, my power is pure. I can hand out a million vaccinations, or let them all die from exasperation. Have them all healed from their lacerations, or have them all killed by assassination. I can make anybody go to prison just because I don't like them. And I can do anything with no permission. I have it all under my command because I can guide a missile by satellite. By satellite. By satellite. And I can hit a target through a telescope. I can ride my bike with no handlebars, no handlebars, no handlebars. I can ride my bike with no handlebars, no handlebars. No handlebars.